On Friday, we had a call from you on the show, and you set a little bit of a challenge of something we needed to do as like a step up in this transformation.
Yeah, well, it's the first kind of mindfulness challenge in my mind where you're using your mind, you're training your mind, and that's with cold therapy, cold showers. And this is just the first sort of exposure to cold therapy you'll have during this challenge, but it's a good one.
Yeah, so on Friday, Luke just said, look, just try cold showers over the weekend, see how they go. It was me and Eloise doing the show because Josh was away, so he got a pass on that one. Eloise, how was your experience?
So the first shower I had over the weekend, forgot about the whole cold thing, and then and I kind of just forgot about it. And then this morning, I remembered, because obviously getting ready for work, and it was 5 a.m. I'm not going to have a cold shower at 5 a.m. I did finish on, you know, I turned the shower on cold at the end for the last little, like, 2 minutes of my shower.
I reckon it was a cold. Lot less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, it probably was.
Well, I found a loophole and I just didn't shower all weekend. So. No. I did give it a go. So we'll find out why this is good for you to do and why we've sort of been challenged to do this in a moment. But here's, I decided I'd record my experience with a cold shower. Here's my introduction. Hey guys, Bjorn Brickell here, naked on the radio again. It's time to try. I think this is the third cold shower I've ever intentionally chosen to have in my life. It's 6:30 Sunday morning. Day's about to begin. Here we go. Let's turn this bad boy on. Great thing about a cold shower is you don't have to wait for it to warm up. So you can just jump straight in. Here we go. Oh, goodness me. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's real bad.
I think that's my head going under at that point.
Anyway, it continues on with this sort of...
Sounds like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah, there's a lot of straining and sort of... Man, it's hard when it gets you in the chest and on your upper back and stuff. It just like...
For me, it's the back of the head and the neck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you've pretty much got no hair on your head, yeah. So it's going straight onto skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it was an experience. It was like a battle, almost. It was like I was cooling my own soul.
You kind of you jumped into the deep end. Eloise was doing it correctly. You got to start with like a hot shower. If you've never done it.
Come on, I didn't get an instruction sheet. I just saw a cold shower.
Yeah, I was hoping you would. if you've never done it, it's good to start hot. You don't want to like you were dancing around in there. It sounded like you were screaming, cringing. It's not supposed to be torture.
It was kind of like when if you've ever done a bungee before and you're standing on the edge and your body, like you're trying to make your body do something it refuses to do. So yeah. Getting under the cold water, your body is like walking you out of it and you're like, no, get back in there. Like stop, and your leg is like, I'm helping you. Yeah. You're like, no, you're not. Get in there.
I mean, do you remember like how tense and tight was your body?
Oh yeah, muscles are like,
yeah, it's hard to, you want to be relaxed into it. And did you at least try to relax or breathe into the experience?
I tried to embrace it. I don't know how long I lasted, but yeah, okay, so I kind of went about it the wrong way. So you reckon slowly bringing the temperature, like start warm and sort of bring it down?
Well, if you've never done it, start with a hot shower like Eloise did, and then at the end, just 30 seconds to a minute of cold, and that, you've already warmed up the body, so it's not as intense, especially like you said, at 5 in the morning. It's one of the biggest mental challenges. You will get to the point where you only need cold water, and then you won't have to tense your body and fight it mentally, fight it physically.
Right.
Because you don't want to have that sort of... you want to be calm and relaxed and really almost pay attention to like the subtleties of how the cold feels on your body instead of a wrestling match.
So what is the actual, what is the point of doing it? Because, I mean, yeah, like what does it do? What are we trying to achieve?
The list goes on and on, like mental health benefits. Cold therapy has been used for depressive symptoms for patients and studies with depression. So that's one of the big ones. Because it shocks and stimulates the system. It's really good for your hair, refining the hair and skin. It's really good for circulation because it promotes blood flow to the rest of your body.
Right, yeah.
So immune benefits. Actually, the reason I started cold showers about 3.5 years ago was because I lived in Santa Monica for my adult life,
yeah,
and I never had to deal with cold weather. I was getting sick maybe once every 2 years, so I was always healthy, and that was sort of I was happy with that, not being sick. I moved to Auckland. I got sick 6 or 8 times in 1 year, and I'm like, whoa. So some kind of shift. I wasn't used to the cold. I wasn't used to the transition. So then I'm like, well, if I'm not used to it, let's see if I can adapt to it. And I started doing cold showers, and I stopped getting sick.
So you do cold showers all the time?
All the time. I would say, I'm not going to say 100% of this time, because I don't think, it's not like a badge of honor for me. It's and if my body feels like a hot, warm shower, I do it, because I want to honor and respect what my body is experiencing. But for the most part, most of my showers are cold. And just yesterday, I went to Takapuna and swam the whole length of the beach and back, and that was cold.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cold.
And you reckon that's had a tangible effect and change on your immune system?
Huge. Absolutely huge. Like, I can feel it. And you get out, you don't need coffee, you have the biggest rush of energy, alertness, mental clarity. Like, those are, and then in terms of just without, you can set aside all those physical benefits, because the research points to all that, the immune benefits. For me, it's, especially with you, you're changing your lifestyle, and that's not easy. Like, change is hard.
Believe me.
Yeah, behavior change is hard. And so here you are. We have these massive goals. You have diet goals, exercise goals, and you're not alone. A lot of people have major goals in their life, entrepreneurship, any kind of goal.
Yeah, sure.
How are you supposed to face that goal and accomplish it if you can't handle a little bit of cold?
Right, I guess so. It's exposing yourself maybe also to like some form of uncomfortableness.
Yeah, it's conscious discomfort.
Yeah, right.
So it's, and to me, that's like sort of the bedrock, the foundation of willpower, of determination, of patience, of all these characteristics and qualities that we want to embody that'll impact the rest of our life. And if you can handle a cold shower, you can handle a lot more. So it increases your stress threshold. So you're capable of engaging with the world without being so reactive all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm huge, but it's also hot. You can do sauna stuff too, but cold is more readily accessible here in Auckland.
Yeah, well, it's on tap all the time. Plus, with heating bills being so expensive,
yeah,
save on power. All right, hey, I wanted to put this out here. If you've got any questions, just by the way, related to health or fitness or anything you're going through at the moment that you love answered, we have a somewhat of an expert in the studio, so feel free to take advantage. Our phones are down, so you can text in 8168 with the keyword life. I've got a few questions I need to follow up with Luke about the weekend and how my transformations.
Questions or confessions?
Look, a mix of column A and column B. Okay, we'll get to those coming up. Hey, I just thought, and we mentioned this on Friday, but we talked about how you thought I might have hit a plateau because the weight had sort of stopped going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, you encouraged not doing more and trying to, you know, because the automatic response is, well, I better eat less and go for more runs and go to the gym more. And you said just to rest and focus on that side of it. And totally has worked. The scale is heading in the right direction again.
Yeah, I was going to say that you look like you've lost a ton of weight, but that could also be the beard being shaved.
Yeah, I shaved off my beard. And, honestly, I think I lost 5 kilos just by doing that. My wife was like, wow, you look like 10 years younger. So that's helpful. So we've been chatting this morning a little bit about cold therapy. We played out the audio of me having a freezing cold shower and hearing about all the good things that it does inside the body. Here's an interesting thing. When I get sunburnt, I try not to, obviously, but if I ever do, say I get sunburnt on my shoulders or something like that, I have this like theory, and I don't know if this scientifically is backed up with anything, but I go and get in the shower, and everyone knows that you get hot water on a sunburn, it's agony, it's the worst, you don't want that, but I embrace it, and I'll put my shoulders under hot water in the shower. And it's only hot for about, you know, maybe 5 or so seconds, and then it kind of dulls away. And then I turn up the heat a little bit on the shower, and it hurts again, but then it adjusts. And then I keep doing that. And I turn it up until it's, like, really hot water on my sunburn, and then all the pain goes away. And then when I get out of the shower, the sunburn doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, that's because
does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why sort of this exposure to hot and cold, especially cold, it'll desensitize your pain receptors, so you'll perceive this more intense pain, this discomfort, or in your case, a sunburn, or when you get into really cold environments, the cold, and then all these hyperactive, hypersensitive pain receptors that we're always reacting to, we're always uncomfortable or experiencing pain, then those things get calmed down. So then you can experience something outside of your stress threshold, outside of your pain, outside of your discomfort threshold, and it won't impact you as much. So you'll perceive less pain.
So you're becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That is absolutely right. You're being more you're more comfortable in your own skin.
Oh, okay, I knew there was something there.
Well, would it work if it was like a freezing cold shower rather than like a normal temperature shower?
Absolutely. That's why the cold showers are so good, because it's you're consciously stepping into this state of discomfort, which is why the wrestling match that Bjorn was having isn't like ideal way of engaging with the cold shower.
What he means by that is before when I would play the audio, I was jumping around and like, ah!
Yeah, you're just like resisting it and you're tensing it. So your mind is perceiving this as a stressful situation.
It's like a fight. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're in there like, okay, this sucks, it's cold, I can feel like my body shiver, I can start with one arm, see how that feels like, then go to the other, then the leg, then the chest, obviously that's hard, the back is hard.
Yeah.
But you slowly sort of like breathe and relax and let your body settle, because the intensity will always be there. It's not like I step into a cold shower, even though I've been doing it for a while, and it's warm. It's not.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Cold is always cold.
Sure. Is always cold. But you just let your body settle, and then you relax, and you let your mind settle. And that's where the magic happens, where you can look directly and be with these states of complete discomfort, and it's okay. It's totally fine. You've been there before.
It's interesting, actually, talking about that, because I don't get cold like most people get cold. So all my friends know that, you know, I need way less layers of clothing than most people. Like if everyone else is freezing, like I often will outlast my friends if we're surfing. I only ever wear board shorts into the ocean. They'll wear wetsuits and they're cold before I'm cold. And they just don't get it. They're like, I don't understand how this is possible. But sometimes when I'm really cold, if I'm in the water or something, and you start getting like shivering, and my hands are shivering, and my teeth start to shiver, I'll just tell my body to stop.
And it
will. I would, no, literally, awesome. I'll just be like, okay, stop that. And then it just ends. And then I just am like, okay, it's okay to be this cold. And yeah. I'm fine. And then continue on. So I reckon your mind is pretty powerful in
Absolutely.
Terms of being able to do that kind of stuff.
And this is one way of sort of becoming like a witness and seeing that for yourself. Like, here's the proof in the pudding. Like, you can do this. Anyone can do it.
Some interesting text just coming through. Bronwyn says, I just want to share a good thing from my end. Your challenge is rubbing off through the airwaves. I weighed myself this morning for the first time in a while. I've lost 2.5 kilos.
Awesome.
Maybe just picking up on a few things here and there. That's great. That's fantastic. Somebody else said, what would be a healthy breakfast? I'm sure you get asked this kind of question all the time, right?
I think everyone says that there's this, I don't know how to say it. We've been brainwashed with you have to eat 3 meals a day and you have to eat breakfast.
Most important meal of the day.
Yeah, most important meal of the day. And I'm not saying it's not. I choose to, and there seems to be a movement towards like intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating, and on the challenge, you've been asked to do that. So I don't know if are you eating breakfast?
No, I haven't had breakfast in a while now.
Yeah. So same here. But a healthy, nutritious breakfast is something that's going to give you sustained energy. If you decide that your body needs breakfast and it's most appropriate for you and your situation, your position, then you don't want just sugar. So if you just have cereal, milk, fruit, and all these things that are supposedly healthy, it's all just carbs. So if you include some fat and protein in there, and you know, you can use full fat yogurt instead of milk. You can use you can eat an avocado or half an avocado. Nuts with your yogurt. That's a great way to get fat and protein into the breakfast, and you'll probably find that you'll have more energy for longer before that hunger kicks in.
Right. Yeah. Because often you have breakfast and then by like 10 or 9:30, like ready to go again. Like, where's second breakfast?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for your purposes, TRE, it's we get to explore that sort of experience of hunger. There you go, conscious discomfort.
No, but it's true. It's exactly the same. And I feel like it is kind of tied into that same thing of like, yeah, because I'm on a 16-hour fasting period pretty much every day. So I eat for 8 hours of the day, which is from about 10 till 6, mm-hmm. you know, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. And then the rest of it, I just don't eat anything. And actually, when I first started doing that, it was really uncomfortable. And yeah. I was like, oh, you know, I need to eat something. Why haven't I eaten? But actually, I've just got totally fine with the feeling. And now I don't even notice it at all. I feel great, actually.
Right. You're not so reactive to this sensation of perceived hunger. And it's not always hunger. Sometimes it's thirst. And a lot of the time, it's emotions. And that's one of the reasons why this TRE is so powerful, because we get to assess why we're eating. Is it an emotional trigger? Is it anger, stress, sadness? And that's usually the main sort of trigger for how we eat and how we snack and graze throughout the day.
Cool. Just one quick confession, like we said. So I planned to eat, and I planned all this, so it was all organized. I had KFC for dinner on Saturday night.
That's a nice cheat meal.
Well, and I just had the chicken too. I stayed away from the fries and the drink, the, you know, potato and gravy, all that stuff.
Did you go full on breaded chicken?
Oh yeah, oh, they okay. don't do a non breaded. Oh, I don't think. This guy never been to KFC. Well, I got the hot and spicy, and this is because the All Blacks were playing, and I was like, you know what, I've worked hard all week. I'm having one meal off, and
No wonder you shaved your beard.
Try to cover up for it. I did. Would this help at all? I did 100 burpees before I ate the KFC.
I mean, it can't hurt.
Outside
right?
on my lawn, I was it like, I've got to earn it somehow.
It can't hurt. But in that case, I mean, in that case, you could have done like a 24-hour fast and gone from dinner to dinner.
Yeah, there's a lot of calories in that chicken. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Luke. And I guess we'll touch base again in a week and find out what the next stage of the challenge is.
Yeah, good luck with the cold showers, everyone.
Yeah, Eloise, come on.